With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The House tonight voting to pass that bill ending the nation's longest ever government shutdown. The vote sending the measure to the White House, where in the past few minutes, the president has put his name on that bill, ending the historic 43-day funding lapse. President Trump is calling on Israel to pardon Benjamin Netanyahu concerning his ongoing corruption trial.
In a letter, Trump asked President Isaac Herzog to grant Netanyahu a pardon and to halt what he called a political prosecution. This isn't the first time that Trump has tried to influence this case on behalf of his friend Netanyahu. He made a similar call in a speech to Israel's parliament last month. This case has bitterly divided the Israeli public. Trump believes that a pardon would help the nation heal and allow Netanyahu to unite the country behind him.
That is correspondent Joe Fetterman. Outrageous and malicious action by House Democrats. White House is livid over some alleged Epstein emails.
Democrats on the House Oversight Committee released emails from Epstein, the late sex offender. In one of the messages, Epstein wrote Donald Trump knew about the girls. An email from 2011 alleged that he had spent hours at Epstein's house with a sex trafficking victim. The president accused Democrats of trying to deflect from their political failures, and White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said the emails were selectively leaked to smear President Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
White House listing 37 donors to the president's $300 million ballroom project. It includes a number of billionaires, also financiers, tech giants, media companies, longtime Republican donors, and several of the president's neighbors in Florida. This is SRN News. A Baptist women's conference marking quite a milestone.
The Lifeway Women's Leadership Forum has celebrated 30 years of ministry to women. Baptist Press says over 800 people gathered earlier this month for a conference at a church in Hendersonville, Tennessee. Leaders reflected on their last three decades of women's ministry while prompting attendees to be prepared for the next 30 years of leadership, reflecting on themes of being trustworthy leaders grounded in God. George Williams reporting.
Christian Post reports Nebraska, the latest state to vote to defund Planned Parenthood. Republican Governor Jim Pillen issuing an executive order designed to prohibit abortion providers from receiving state tax dollars. Pillen pushed back on the idea that disenrollment of some clinics from Medicaid will leave women unable to access vital services, stressing that resources are indeed available. This is SRN News. The Russian military continues its drone strikes and army advances in Ukraine. Correspondent Charles De La Desma has more.
Russian forces launched at least three attacks on Kharkiv on Wednesday morning, using combat drones, according to regional officials. The strikes targeted the regional territorial recruitment and social support center and logistics and transportation company. Oleg Sinyagubov, head of the Kharkiv Regional Military Administration, tells the AP, "We currently know of three strikes by Shahids in this district of Kharkiv, an old residential area. We know of one victim whose injuries are minor. However, it was early in the morning and there were many people on the streets." I'm Charles De La Desma.
And we're also learning now that dense fog enabled a number of Russian ground troops to infiltrate select Ukrainian positions. More details at srnnews.com.